Are the Bidens corrupt?
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. This is the American Journal. 4chan has Hunter Biden's iPhone and is releasing 450 gigabytes more private data, including passwords. This, again, is not a rehash of the laptop, although it does beg the question, how are they going to deal with this trove of information that is currently being, you know, searched through by innumerable Americans who are posting their findings on 4chan, Twitter, and elsewhere? Remember the laptop, it was Russian disinformation. Are we going to see 40 members of the intelligence community tell us that this is Russian propaganda? Do you think they'll trot out that old lie again? See, it's sort of an issue when you use all of your excuses up and more damning information comes out. It looks like their response so far is to keep everything completely hidden. In fact, we have a live look now at Twitter in their attempts to keep a lid on this whole thing. Let's go now to the Twitter headquarters. Oh, yeah. There. Okay. All right. There's Hunter Biden smoking crack. You got to shut the lid on that. That's, that's Hunter. Well, I don't want to tell you what Hunter Biden's doing there. Just shut it down. Shut the whole thing down. Don't look at it. Ignore it. You know what? You know what's trending is the newest Marvel show. Hey, have you heard of the new Marvel show? Watch that. Don't look at the fact that our entire establishment is run by the most despicable, degenerate, corrupt weirdos this world has ever seen, and Hunter Biden's iPhone is just the tangible evidence of that. I imagine that what we find on Hunter's iPhone, not maybe that particularly different than what we'd find on Joe Biden's iPhone or Obama's iPhone or any of their phones, because these people are sick in the head, folks.
I think one of the funniest things is you know, you're seeing mainstream news trying to distract the Hunter Biden leaks with videos of Hunter Biden.
What
watch,
do you mean?
Hunter Biden films himself weighing crack. It's like, okay, well, we've already seen him smoking the crack.
Yeah,
you know, at the self-help center.
Right. So that's a good point. The revelations being made on the Hunter iPhone are not that he is a degenerate, whoremongering, psychopath, crack addict. We knew that. I mean, that's a matter of record at this point. No, the revelations that are coming out are the contacts that he made, the communications that he's had with Joe Biden, where they explicitly talk about certain accounts and business ventures that they're involved in, and all of the other corruption that leads it directly and without any degree of separation to the Oval Office and the activities of Joe Biden, President of the United States. This is not some tabloid, we're going to see naughty pictures of Hunter Biden. Trust me, we have enough of that. We have, good Lord, we have more than
too much
we could ever see of Hunter Biden just being...
Put it away, Hunter.
Put yourself away. Just go away. If they could just go away, I mean, it's not the whoremongering crack addict part. It's the corrupt billionaire selling out America's future part that we're concerned about. It's just you have to dig through all of the videos of him snorting crack and abusing hookers to get to the real meat of the matter. And, of course, it all ties in to the same smorgasbord of corruption, degeneracy, and criminality. Because, of course, if 4chan can get this information, you don't think the Chinese can get access to your iPhone? You don't think the Russians could have access to this iPhone? You don't think enemies of the United States have access to this information and are using it to blackmail politicians, including Joe Biden? Of course they are. Of course they are. It's a smorgasbord. It's a beautiful buffet of criminality for anybody who can get access and blackmail the President of the United States. Of course, now that the American people have it, it will be just released to everybody. And it's not being used to blackmail the Bidens. It's just being used to expose what horrendous psychopaths they all are. Here's him walking around the beach 3 days after getting clean, talking about how he's lost his pants. So he's lost his pants on the beach, and he sent one of his human trafficking victims out to find it. It's all horrendous and nonsense. But Of course, Twitter is desperately trying to shut this down, but Google is also taking pretty extreme measures. If you search Hunter Biden weighing crack or search Hunter Biden iPhone, if you search Hunter Biden 4chan on Google, you get no results, not curated results, not certain results, not results from qualified news outlets. You get no results. You get a result saying it looks like these results are changing quickly. If this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for reliable sources to publish information. Well, we don't need reliable sources for this information. It's from Hunter Biden's iPhone. So that's the source. It's pretty reliable because it's videos of him. So, I mean, there's no speculation as to whether this is real information or not. It's real. It's just big tech is doing their part for the New World Order, just like the mainstream media is, to completely ignore and bury this entire story. So that's just one of the many ways that the mainstream media and big tech are cooperating to keep down this information. Of course,
let's not forget that, you know, Hunter, it's now been revealed. Hunter referred to his own dad as Pedo Pete.
He referred to him as Pedo Pete, which on top of being Joe Biden being called a pedophile by his own son in his own phone. So when you look at Hunter Biden's messages, it says like Jill and Pedo Pete. That's Jill and Joe Biden. Now, there's another aspect of it where it's like he's the most incompetent gangster of all time. And he's just very thinly veiling his corruption by like not using their exact names, right? Remember 10% to the big guy, right? Well, I never said it was Joe Biden. Yeah, we know who you're talking about. And then he types Pedo Pete. And it's like, well, that's Joe Biden's phone number that you have listed under Pedo Pete. So you're not exactly that clever. This isn't exactly fooling anybody. So not only did he call his father a pedophile, but this story from October 2020 from the National Pulse is an exclusive saying that Peter Henderson was Joe Biden's email pseudonym. They say Hunter Biden's email account appears to show that his father, former Vice President Joe Biden, used the pseudonym Peter Henderson when trading emails with his family, the National Pulse can exclusively reveal. So not only is he calling Pedo Pete in his phone, but this actually has a history, and we know that Peter is one of the pseudonyms that Joe Biden used to communicate with his family.
Interestingly enough, if you read to the if you get to the bottom of that article, which can be found on your Substack for all of our listeners out there, Harrison Hillsmith, in Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan series, Peter Henderson is the name of a KGB mole that infiltrated the U.S. government.
Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice to see? And of course, the other, you know, part of this is that. And actually watched a really great documentary Dan from the crew sent yesterday called Trance that was talking about programming, MK Ultra, mind control, this sort of stuff. And almost everyone mentioned in this were people like George Romney, whose son Mitt Romney, of course, we all know is a traitor and weirdo. George Bush Sr. and his son George Bush. Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. And of course, Hunter Biden, throughout all of the information that is the degenerate, disgusting, weird part, shows signs that he was likely abused as a child. You know, part of that, I guess, would be calling his father a pedophile. I mean, I think that's evidence in that direction. So there's something very interesting about these multi-generational political families. And it seems like they groom their children, not just for political success, but, you know, to be degenerate, sex-addicted weirdos. We'll be back on the other side to show you videos from the phone. Remember, folks, when it comes to the Great Reset, it's not just that you'll have no property, you'll have no privacy either, as those in power demand root access to your every device that you'll be forced to carry on your person at all times. Privacy is a thing of the past. You don't need it anymore if you're not doing anything wrong. Why do you need privacy? And of course, what they say is true. You will have no privacy. I will have no privacy. If you're listening to this, you likely won't have any privacy. However, when it comes to the elite, big tech, the media, the intelligence agencies, and everybody in between will collaborate to bury any information about themselves that they don't want out in the open. So now Hunter Biden is being subjected to that lack of privacy that they tell us is such a good and wonderful and progressive thing. And so, of course, Google is shutting down search results. The mainstream media is ignoring it entirely because they've already used up all of their lame excuses when it came to the Hunter Biden laptop, which, of course, was proven out to be totally true. And Twitter is banning people who are posting this sort of stuff. And even people who are interested in this thing are saying, don't go to 4chan, don't investigate, don't look into this, which, you know, some of the material on Hunter Biden's phone is allegedly illegal. Things like, well, pictures of little kids in compromising situations. Again, this is all alleged. However, you can go look at the photos yourself if you want. You should, however, be a little bit careful, as Hunter Biden can have this sort of stuff. Hunter Biden can have all sorts of illegal material on his phone, but I imagine the same grace from the Department of Justice will not be given to those who expose this sort of stuff. You have to be a certain level to get away with this type of thing. Now, we do have some videos. Most of he's naked in most of them, so we can't even play him. He's like going down water slides naked. He's like he's just the most degenerate person. And the question that comes out of my mind is, why would you film all of this stuff? Like, what are you doing? He even apparently texted a picture of himself in coitus, we might say, enjoying a lady of the evening, if I want to put it politely. that's what I want. What I want to spend more time on the Hunter Biden sex scandal. Hey, maybe we will, because obviously nobody else is reporting on this outside of InfoWars, Daily Veracity, Value News. Like a few right-wing alternative news sources are reporting on this.
It's actually starting to get a little more traction now. As of like, you know, 30 minutes an hour ago, got a Sky News reporting on it. A couple fringe left sites like Meow.
All right. Well,
yeah. It's starting to get its legs underneath it. WIBC, looks like, Indianapolis starting to pick up on it. So
I'd like to see if they're actually reporting on, the contents of the phone, because they may be mentioning it, but you really need to get into exactly,
they're definitely trying to downplay it. You know, a headline out of Techno Trends: Hunter Biden leaks in quotes cause a ruckus on 4chan,
and
social media
ruckus
scrambles to delete accounts. So at least they're being real about the social media scrambling to delete accounts.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is that the person who hacked it and leaked this information did so on a torrent. So it doesn't matter how many websites that the Fed shut down. It doesn't matter how censorious Google is. The information is out there. It is now on thousands of machines all over the world and the United States. It's not going anywhere. So we'll have plenty of time to sift through this and find the information that may explain why our country is in the state that it's in. So let's play some videos from the phone, some of the ones that, you know, aren't just actual pornography. Oh, by the way, that video I was talking about earlier was sent to a username called Pedo Pete. So, I mean, Hunter Biden is literally sending pornographic images of himself to his father, who's in the White House. This is just the news now. I'm just reporting this. This is just happening. And, it's all real, and it's dystopian and horrific. But of course, the real information here is the corruption, which we'll get to in just a second. In the meantime, let's take a look at another video that's just like, why would you film this, Hunter? What are you doing? Do you want to be caught? Does he in some way want to be caught? Does he have some deep-seated hatred for his father and is like subconsciously trying to destroy his father's livelihood and legacy by getting caught? It would be hard to explain how you do this by accident. But here's Hunter Biden just filming himself measuring crack and arguing with a whore. Let's watch. First, he makes sure to get himself so you know it's definitely him. And he films 20.7 grams of crack cocaine.
07.
He sounds like Biden, too.
Looks like a felony.
2.0.
Yeah, and he looks exactly like, or he sounds like Joe Biden, which is very weird. But of course, there's another voicemail that was released. This is a matter of legitimate public interest. Do you have a chance to pull that in? All right, let's go to it now. Here's a voicemail that was found on Hunter Biden's phone from Joe Biden.
Mel's accountant said the money went through and confirmed at 140. I sent you the tag number, the F something or other, with all the numbers. And let me know whether you got it, honey, okay? Please.
So there's Joe Biden sending a message to his son Hunter, talking about the accounts and spreading information, spreading money to the accounts. You know, even though on the campaign trail he swore up and down he'd never discussed business with his son, that clearly was a lie, and you can make no mistake about it. I see people in the chat saying to show the videos. You don't want to see these videos. I mean. I could show them to you, but the videos don't have any evidence of political corruption. They have evidence of Hunter Biden being a nudist, like going down a slide and just like saying weird things and hanging out with sex trafficking victims. I mean, it's really nothing new. There's just a lot more of it now. Another thing that came to light were Hunter Biden's search queries in places like pornography sites. Search queries like, quote, 12-year-old. Yes, that's right. This was in his search history. The man is clearly, well, to me, he seems a lot like a pedophile. Let's just say that. Now, Crabman on Twitter has made a massive list of things that he's discovered going through this information. And again, it's like, do you really want to see this stuff? Is this really the type of thing you want to see, or can I just explain it to you? You can make a picture in your eye, in your mind's eye. And we can all save ourselves from having to pour bleach on our retinas later just in a desperate attempt to forget what we've all seen. He says Hunter Biden really liked porn excessively. That's not hyperbole. There's enough porn to say he's a legitimate addict of it. There's a picture of a GPS tracker. Hunter was paranoid and liked to creep on people's personal lives to that extent. There's enough proof in the Hunter iPhone to establish he's the main moneymaker for the family. There's a screenshot of an article from The Onion, enough to say that the Biden family probably pays attention to all the people calling Joe old as F. There's a picture of Hunter Biden FaceTiming a woman who's breastfeeding, a picture of a naked Hunter Biden hugging a stripper who has stars on her breasts. There's a bunch of random screenshots of song references learning how to operate his iPhone. Hunter liked how one bikini model looked in a tanning ad, so he took a picture of the ad. There's a picture of naked Haley Biden. That's Hunter's dead brother's wife. So yeah, there's pictures of his dead brother's widow naked on his phone. Hunter Biden seems to take pictures of people's phone numbers on his landline caller ID so we can remember them. Pictures of a naked lady with tattoos on her back. Got to the part where Hunter pleasured himself in the water therapy tank. From what I can see, the HB leaks could probably map out Hunter's travels and transactions. That'd be a useful thing to do with the data. There's mentions of ketamine. There's mentions of ayahuasca. There's mentions of Klonopin. There's mentions of crack. The man was just a walking illegal pharmacy. There's pictures of his flaccid member. Creepy how much Hunter could monitor his kids' schooling online. Ooh, that's a rude awakening. Apparently, Hunter has children that this is affecting. Now, one of Hunter's FBI contacts just got a promotion, by the way. So you can see his contact list. He has Tanya L. Orgoetz of the FBI, who was recently named Assistant Director of the Directorate of the Intelligence, which has authority and responsibility for all FBI intelligence functions. Hey, maybe that's why they're not investigating him. They're friends. And you need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing. This is a life or death situation. No messing around. The prescription is two doses of InfoWars taken daily.